The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, tip of the hat to Trav Nation. Good morning, Governor.
To my brother and me. That was an April Fool. I'm not British. This
Whoa.
Is just McElroy. I'm the oldest brother.
I'm your middleest brother. What up, Trav Nation? Travis McElroy. Dun, bum, bum, bum. Good morning.
Bonjour. Je suis Griffin.
Oh, my gosh. Are you French?
That's my
French Canadian.
It doesn't.
I really struggle with this day. Can I give you some quick review of the pranks that I enjoyed today?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Woke up to enjoy some pranks at my house.
Mm.
We had a classic film on the toilet. That was fun to experience.
And Justin, if I might point out, you live in a house full of people who, let's say, don't stand up to use the potty. I would say varying experiences with that prank.
Probably. You're felt catching targeted, it. Catching it the worst. And Juice, I do just want to clear up. Just one more thing, Juice. I do just want to clear up.
Yeah.
When you say classic film on the potty, you don't mean you turned on Casablanca.
Inside, you didn't project Casablanca into the toilet bowl and piss on.
My new art project. It's called Toilet Casablanca. I project it into a toilet, and you have to stand and look into the toilet for an hour and a half or however long.
Or piss on Bogart.
Yeah, that one was rough. The gallon of milk was dyed pink.
That's not so bad. Yeah.
It's not
that
too
one's
bad.
Cute. I like that.
That annoyed me because I use that to bake. But anyway, the milk was dyed pink. The all of the silverware from all the drawers was laid out across the counter.
That kicks ass. That's
and
just a
note
mess.
Was, a note was scrawled that said, "Be our guests."
Oh, that's great. I love that.
So God. I asked Charlie. She you said, told, "I don't know."
Sydney.
She's like, "I don't know. They must be our guests. I don't know.
Maybe Sydney did it.
Yeah, maybe it was Sydney. I don't know." You gotta understand. We woke Charlie up at 6:30, and she sprinted out of her room at 6:30. She only has a limited amount of time to get all these together. There's a time crunch with these. All these have to happen very quickly. The last one is every cushion in the living room, and every pillow is in a big pile on the floor.
Yeah.
And there's a piece of paper on top that says prank.
That's
mad as hell, dude.
I love that because I wouldn't know, Juice. I would think we've been robbed, but then I would see the note.
Well, not robbed, Griffin. Ransacked because they were looking for the secret formula or like the gizmo that would control the thing.
I was just standing there looking at it, this huge pile of pillows with a note that said prank. And I said, "Charlotte, what in the world, Charlie? What is this?" And she said, "I know, I didn't have time to write the ED at the end."
Yeah.
Because I thought I'd get caught. So I just wrote prank.
Now for a rush job, a lot of work went into
that's
this.
What I was upset about was that you didn't write the full pranked experience. And it's, hey y'all, it's 9 a.m. at my house.
Like, I was going to say, it's like, really early in the morning for pranks to be executed.
Yeah. I don't know what the next pranks will be, but I'm in terror.
We have not taught our children. Like, you know how there's some parents that like maybe don't expose their children to like violence in media or like video games till a certain age. Our children,
or woke public schools.
Our children don't know that April Fools exists. I don't think.
Great.
They haven't brought it up. It's not a thing. And mostly I do that because if anyone's seen the My Brother and Me TV show, they know I'm not a great actor. And so my ability to act like the thing that my child did pranked me. Thank you. Hey, boys, thank you. I'm more of a performer. Because right now there's a thing that both of my children like to do where they will say, don't look at me. And I have to look forward as they clearly walk in my peripheral vision. And then they're 7 inches away from me and go, ha! And every time I have to clutch my chest.
It's good.
And act so surprised.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's good stuff. That's a prank. That's a prank.
Your kids, Justin, are so funny in a way that I am glad I know someone, but those, but I don't have to put up with the the fools, the April Fools.
Because
myself.
You have to understand every story that is like this has just been turned we brought it in the processing plant in my heart that makes anger into laughs because I didn't remember it was April Fool's Day. So I just walked out and started. Actually, you know what the moment was? It was when I saw the little piece of paper that said prank.
Yeah.
And I got to say, as a denouement, as a
as final,
act is very good. it's a
really
grand
good.
Reveal.
To not remember it's April Fool's and have like a, like a crazy pee accident that like first thing in the morning probably not working right, thinking like toilet force field was Elon why did you activate my toilet force field, Elon let me piss, dog.
Actually, the force field is really good for you.
Ask the earth. That's the earth.
Everybody loves
The advertisers are stupid because the toilet force field is gonna save earth. They killed toilet force field. That's the earth.
Call my toilet Pepe. It's Pepe.
Call
the toilet Pepe.
Pranked.
Pranked.
Prank.
It's also what if the last day of Twitter he just tweeted, his last tweet was just prank. And then
the website shut down. Only like three people saw it. They were like, I swear he tweeted this.
Okay, listen. If he put out an Azit today.
If he Zeted.
If he put out a Azit today that said, big news, we're going back to Twitter. And everyone got very excited. And then he said, April Fool's. Wouldn't that kind of be pretty good?
That would kind of be pretty good.
I'm willing to separate the art from the artist. He's one of the world's worst dudes.
Yeah,
but that there's something
good.
There.
Yeah, it would get me. I would chuckle.
Yeah, I would laugh at that. But you know what else I'm going to laugh about? Your problems. That's right. This is an advice show.
Hold on.
You heard me. This is an advice show, and we're going to take your questions and we'll turn them alchemy like into wisdom because that is our legal right.
Our legal responsibility.
I often bring my clothes to a tailor because of my height or to lengthen their lifespan. Mm. Every time my seamstress gives me clothes, each and every item will come on a hanger. I keep forgetting to bring the hangers back each time. So I go to drop off or pick up my clothes. I've amassed a huge collection of these hangers. She has a sign on the door asking that the hangers be returned, but I feel like it's really awkward to bring this wad of 20 or so hangers back without having any actual clothes to drop off. Well, with my current track record, is it inevitable I will forget to bring them back the next time? I do need my tailor. Brothers, what do I do? This is from Anxious and Alan. P.S. They are strut hangers with sticky tubes.
So
I can't use them for my own clothes because the stickiness comes off.
Yeah.
These can't exist any. If straws are killing turtles en masse, sticky hangers have got to be wiping out someone to a huge, like.
Right.
Like,
we're done with sticky hangers.
So, I mean, that's the reason. So your pants still slide off. Because if it's metal hangers, the pants slide right off.
Yeah, but must know that putting a sticky tube on them is not.
I'm not defending. I'm saying there's a
reason. Kind of like you were devil's advocating
behind the. Okay. The sandwich, but that's like stapling a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to your hand so you don't drop it. It's like, yeah, that is one way of achieving it, but I've created a great deal of other problems.
You can just put like a felt thing on there and it won't slide
just
off.
A
on
felt the sandwich?
Thing. Yeah.
That's
okay. To protect it. That's what Paddington does. He puts a felt thing on it, protects it. Just watch Paddington for the first time this weekend.
No,
delightful.
No nummies without my grippies.
Now, I don't think you would call them grippies.
Yeah, my grippies.
Gets my felt grippies.
100% that's a sex thing that we don't, the three of us don't
know
about. We can't
invoke felt grippies.
We can't say in a padding, we can't say in a Paddington voice, give me grippies.
Grippies, mommy. Grippies.
Gets my felt grippies, mama.
Shit, man.
I've been grippies a Paddington. Now, listen. This is a non-problem question asker.
Okay,
cool.
It's not awkward. There's easy. A sign on the door that says, please bring these back.
That is true. I feel like you're inventing, like, it would be so awkward to do this errand. I don't feel like
yeah, if you want to walk in and hand them 20, like, hangers that they need, that's a service you're providing. Now, if you're saying it's inconvenient to go there just to drop off hangers when I don't have clothes to drop off, that...
That's
I agree
true.
With.
That's
I,
called yeah. being a human being on Earth.
I don't make. I don't make two trips.
That's what
I don't care
it so
what it is.
That's what makes it so inspiring to the person, though. This is why it's so meaningful to them. You made a special trip just to bring back their bad hangers.
It's
that's
incredibly,
moving.
Incredibly kind.
You go you in want, there, I you say, like, "Do you want these hangers back, or do you want to double it and give it to the next person?" Inspiring
oh, that's
as
cool.
hell.
Oh. Yeah, man. It's is it possible the sign doesn't exist and only exists in this person's sort of like imagination as they walk? It's a manifestation of their own guilt.
Oh.
Doug, please return our hangers.
Wait, or they're inferring and the sign says like, see you next time. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
This, the energy, there's a hidden energy behind this question.
There's a hidden Mickey.
There's a hidden Mickey if you look real close, and it's the like awkwardness of returning an extremely overdue library book or Blockbuster video if the year was 2003. It is horrible to show up to a place with 30 things that you're like 10 years late returning. That is. They're afraid they're going to ask, what the fuck have you been doing with? What weird, gross sex thing have you been doing with these 100 hangers that you couldn't bring?
Have you been doing grippies with these? Oh.
You want a bad version of this? The post office, when let's say you have a post office box, for example, and they give you the things that your listeners so kindly sent you, and then you take them in a big crate. Sometimes it's two crates. Whoa, thanks, guys.
Popularity.
You take them home, and... You look at the box and it says, if you do anything, if you have this, you're a fucking criminal. You're going to jail for it.
Not for laundry, you criminal.
And they're big. You can't put them out with the trash because the trash guys are like, are you fucking crazy?
I'm not going to cross the post office. What are you talking about?
We're all in it together, man. I'm not going to throw away their boxes. Fuck you.
We're barely getting through this thing as is, man. You want me to start a feud?
So what happens? Well, my post office guys who are already, I will say, kind of on the fence with regards to me because
and let's be honest, in general
I'm a pleasant enough person and I'm very friendly, so they like that and I use their names and they seem to enjoy that. One time I had over 100 boxes of Kraft dinner sent to me by listeners, huge crates of Kraft dinner and mac and cheese powder. And they did not enjoy that. Not a time that they loved.
They still call Juice Mr. Noodle. They still call him Mr. Noodle.
So
at
now
that
I'm
going to
bring in a big stack of crimes, right? I know, guys. I know. It's federal property. Here's all my crates back.
They need an amnesty weekend.
They need an amnesty.
This is why, in general, and it's completely because, listen, you bring back 20 hangers at a time, they're not going to send you to Taylor Jail. Right? They're not gonna lock you up. But if they put a sign out...
Can you try Taylor Jail again?
Taylor Jail? Taylor Jail.
There's something there.
Taylor Jail. They're not gonna sew you up. So...
Okay. That's cool.
That's good. Here's the thing. If they put a sign out that says, like, every Monday is Amnesty Monday, Like, yeah, you bring no questions asked. You bring
but
back
there's
the
no
hangers.
Penalty. The amnesty.
I know
here
there's
would,
no penalty, yes. Griffin.
No.
It's more
let me
about
finish.
The cosplay.
The amnesty here is when they see you walk up with a big bag of hangers, all the employees go into the back, like leave.
Yeah.
All the employees fully leave, like, oh, because there's no penalty. The amnesty is entirely.
You see the red light on the camera blink off. It's like, yeah, okay, this is your moment.
I don't even need them to leave. I just need them to busy themselves, like, with some task. It could be yeah. like, oh,
you need them to look away so yeah. you can hop out and say,
there's just a box of masquerade masks that you yeah. can put on as you bring them in.
All right, yeah, some no guy dropped these outside, and I'm just a passerby. Save yeah, I brought cool. them in.
Yeah, maybe you could have a different place you drop them off and a third party picks them up and takes the blame for bringing them in.
Okay, listen. That's cool. If any small children looking for a job are listening, just a way to pick up a few bucks, don't mow lawns. Wait outside this dry cleaner, this tailor, or whatever. Say, I'll take your hangers in for you for a couple bucks. Yeah. You slip me a couple bucks, I'll be your fence. I'll take these hangers in for you. Then you don't have to feel bad and you're a jobs creator.
The worst version of this is when you're donating stuff and it's one of the places where you don't just drop it off. You have to like stand there and then you have to play this like everyone's least favorite game show. Is this is my stuff trash?
Yeah.
It's like I thought this was still stuff and they'll look at it and say, no,
we don't take that.
This is trash you brought. It's like, okay, so I'll just. You want me to take my trash home with me? Yeah, we would prefer that.
Traditionally, actually, yeah.
Do you ever run into that thing where you're donating stuff and then they ask you, like, do you want a receipt for taxes? How much do you think all of this is worth?
It's like when I was filing my insurance claim for my stolen CDs in the late 90s. Like, how much? Oh, God, man, there's some great CDs in there.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Because there's, really there's a number.
There is a number where they're going to say, yeah, sounds right. And a number where they say, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
You're going to the actual prison.
And also a number where they're like, what? That's not enough. Or so I feel bad that that's
so
how much
sad.
I stuff
Do you want some of my CDs?
Are you okay?
I'm pretty sure Juicy got most of those CDs in a like 10 for 99 cents bundle with the Columbia record.
Yeah,
what was it called?
That was a lot. It took a lot of. Well, mom yelling at him to get me out of the Columbia House market. Yeah.
All right. Do you guys want to go to the wizard?
Yeah, please? Let's do it.
Okay. I got this sent in by a few different people. Thank you all so much. It is co-authored by Tanisha Hall, a vocal coach. Thank you so much for all your hard work bringing this to the internet and then to us, everybody. How to write a song for your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yes, please. Or partner.
How to write a song for your partner. That's good. I there's no additional details.
It seems pretty self-explanatory to me.
They're all fucking partner. Self-explanatory. That doesn't stop WikiHow from going like, playing basketball is a great way to throw an orange ball around.
There's no paragraphs underneath?
No additional details. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is the first time I've ever seen this. We all know that good grades are cool because the letters are better and you get to go to Chuck E. Cheese. But, like, none of that shit.
That's wild because as self-explanatory as the task is, the circumstances in which you might be doing it wildly vary.
Sure, man.
An apology, a love song, an explanation of something wild you've done and you want to break the news musically.
A series of clues.
Oh, yeah.
Always a classic.
So, inspiration, right, somewhere. That reminds you of them. If you live together or have a favorite place or to hang out at what? If you live together or have a favorite place to hang out at one of your houses, try writing there. The surroundings will remind you of them and can help get your creativity
going.
Okay,
that's great. Hold on. Hi, Miss Johnson. I need to come in and just sit in your living room for a while. No, I know she's not home. I just need to sit. I'm writing a song about her. And could you, I don't know, do you have any snacks that I maybe, if I could just hang out? Also, just a nosh. And yes, it does so happen that WrestleMania is on and you guys have cable and I don't. So maybe we turn that on. But mostly, it's about writing the song. That's what it's going to be. I'm going to need 3 to 4 hours uninterrupted, except for nosh.
No, except for the wrestling and the nosh.
Thank you very much.
Also, how is Melissa's new boyfriend? Have you met him yet?
Oh, sorry. Todd? Yeah, Todd. We've never met.
Okay, you can also write in your favorite date places where you met or anywhere else that reminds you of them. This is what I'm confused about. Are they saying write while you're at those places or include those favorite places?
You're increasing
in
the risk
song.
That the person's going to be there, aren't you? I mean, like, that's you a good get point. Too close. We're also going to see you lurking in their breakfast nook, scribbling madly.
Listen, guys.
As they shoo you out of their home with a broom.
We are dancing on a razor's edge. Is this for a partner or a crush or worse?
No. This is for a partner. Yeah.
If I'm writing a song
lover.
For my partner and my partner sees me doing it, do you know how much better that is? That's huge. Babe, I can't talk right now. I'm making art for you.
You've inspired me to write a song.
I'm arting on you so Not hard, I word. Can't stop. You can't have art without heart. No, you can't have heart. Get out of here. You're ruining it.
Yes.
This part kicks ass.
This is my text editing program. It's called Bellatro. And I need you to please.
This part kicks ass. Focus on a story, not an emotion. A song that's just about how much you love someone will leave your listener wondering why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, uh-huh. Yeah. You know how when you hear 95% of songs on the radio and you're like, what? Why did anyone write this? Give me a story like Devil Went Down to Georgia. That I understand. He loved that fiddle.
Well, Greg went down to Home Depot. He was looking for a ladder deal.
Maya.
For a ladder deal. Yeah, he needed a 10-footer because he only had 8 feet and he couldn't reach the roof.
That couplet, it crossed his line for me. It was like, wow, that was interesting enough that I think I want to hear the rest of that song. I'm going to pressure Griffin to make up more of that song.
I can't.
Yeah.
Nothing else going on. It's too early.
Yeah. My favorite love song is Bubbly Toes because I get it. Their toes look like bubbles. Thank you.
That's great.
That's
good. That what it is?
I can understand
that.
They
have some calcium deposits forming?
They got some calcium deposits all up in your toes. They're gnarled so bad, don't know where the nails go.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Juice, you not only got the lyrics of the song, you got the rhythm and melody of it too. Perfectly. Look what you just did. Yeah.
I was about to work plantar fasciitis into it too, and it would have been a hell of a thing.
Writing a lot of songwriting checks in this segment that we have no intent on cashing. Trust your instincts. If you're writing a series of ideas down and one makes you feel extra emotional or you just feel good about it, trust it. If you like it and respond to it, chances are your boyfriend and girlfriend will too.
Listen, I'm not a songwriter. That might surprise some people. But yeah, man, if you write something that you feel good about, why would you be like, no, I can't trust that. Listen, this feels like I wrote a really good thing that makes me feel glad I wrote it. Time to throw that away.
Yep.
Yeah. To think of a story about your boyfriend or girlfriend that explains how you feel about them, does that mean a story about them? Because that's not the wording of this sentence.
No.
It just says, think of a story about your boyfriend or girlfriend that explains how you feel about
them. Like an Aesop's fable, something that illustrates.
That could be good. Or like Super Mario, he gets the mushroom to save the princess. And that's how I feel. Like, baby, that's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
Also.
When I look at you, I think about how he defeated Bowser.
Yeah.
The yesterday, I asked one of my 5-year nieces on Teresa's side. Like, we were just like, and I said, do you have a favorite book? And she's 5 years old. I said, do you have a favorite book? And she goes, yeah, Super Mario RPG. And I said, is there a book of that? She's like, no, the video game. And I was like,
it's a book.
Cool, man.
Yeah,
I love
it's a book. There's so many words.
Yeah.
When you write down the day we met or our first fight, do you start to remember that event in a lot of detail? I bet you remember one of those. One of those two. I bet you no matter the type of person you are, one of those two is gonna kindle your flame. If you do, and it makes you feel more emotional than other things on your list, go with that idea.
What if you started with our first fight and you started getting angry and that wasn't your intention? And by the end of the song, you're like, yeah, you know what? This isn't working out. I didn't realize it at first. I sat down to write Bubbly Toes 2, Bubbly Toes. And then I ended up, by the end of it, I went out.
I was trash and you were trash and we were trash together. And so we're breaking up. At the end of
this great big dookie burrito called our love.
we knew it's not working, and now I'm saying it first. Think of it as a mercy.
That's actually how Down With the Sickness got written. A lot of people don't know that. It was originally a sweet love ballad mm-hmm. to their partner, but then they're by the end, they're like, all right, Rebecca, it's ready. Ooh, wah! All right, so lyrics. Divide your lyrics into three acts. Once you've decided what story you want to tell, divide it into three parts, with the third part acting as the climax of your song. It will keep your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner interested and shows them just how much you paid attention to your relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, act one, I love bubbles.
Yeah.
Act two, I love toes.
Mm-hmm.
Act three, you'll never discover for the two of them together is a lot of lovers, toes, and the plantar fasciitis. And it just combines.
Yeah.
Or you could do it in a round and have both of the first and second verses sung at the same time. And when you do, it's a secret message. God, I love that shit.
That's a good one, man. I love that. Has any song ever done that before?
No, but I would love that shit if someone ever.
More songs should be interactive.
Yeah, overlap that shit.
More songs should have interactive puzzle elements. I think I'd be more into music.
More ciphers.
Yeah,
not enough ciphers in songs. Just it sounds like gibberish. But if we just transpose every letter, three letters to the left, it's bubbly twos.
Yeah, I think maybe there should be like connections. But like a musical version of it. Mm. This bit isn't anything. What they've provided here is verse one. How my life was like before we met.
Better.
Suck shit before. Travis.
I say
let's get in the spirit of, let's all be in the spirit.
Okay.
It's so sad without you, James. Verse two, meeting you and how it changed my life.
James, you showed up and it was cool.
Verse three, how I see us in the future.
Taller.
Going to Spaghetti Factory this Saturday night. And then we'll do hand stuff and get taller. Make me pregnant, James.
James, make me pregnant, James.
Just to clarify.
I will make you pregnant. One of us can make you we'll take turns making each other pregnant. I don't know how it works, but we'll figure it out.
But the Cheesecake Factory is done. Negotiable.
Just to circle back, the hand stuff isn't what will make us taller. It's just a slow march of time.
And I'm 75% sure it won't make us pregnant either.
Turtle power.
Because what love song wouldn't be improved? By just throwing on
turtle. Okay. This one also kicks ass. Use common words in your lyrics. When you first begin writing your lyrics, don't worry about rhyming or sounding poetic. Use the first words that occur to you, which will likely be common everyday words. Your lyrics will sound more relatable and honest. For example, use the word love instead of tenderness or infatuation sounds better and more honest.
Also, you're going to say infatuation, then you got another line coming up right after that, pal. You're not going to have a rhyme there.
There's saturation is the best you're going to do.
Saturation and good luck. Yeah. I really love that classic ballad. Try a little love. Got to try a little
love.
Be specific in your lyrics. The more specific your lyrics are, the more personal the song will feel. You can say something like, you're beautiful, but that could apply to a lot of people. Instead, say something specific like, I fell in love with the dimple in your cheek, and then I fell in love with you.
Take that, James.
So much wild shit in this. Yeah, exactly. I fell in love with the dimple in your cheek, and then I fell in love with you. It's a little bit longer, I feel like.
Yeah, maybe the rhythm, the cadence is a little off there.
My question for the author of this would be, there's many songs. You don't need to write an example of a specific song.
Yeah.
You don't have to invent your own song lyric in the middle of your article. Just other people did it.
Yeah.
Just use theirs. Don't say like, I'm going to write a line right now that is good enough for this article, but bad enough that I would never want to actually use it for my own personal songwriting.
Yeah.
Like these are my leavings.
If anything, J-Man, the only thing they've pulled is examples that I can reference from existing very popular songs that they're saying, don't do that.
Don't
use tenderness. Don't say you're beautiful. things that done. Have been done, I guess.
I will say, I think James Blunt did sort of like a spoil the well yeah, no, of You're Beautiful. I think he probably did it so many times.
In that incel anthem? Up. Yeah, I agree.
That, Travis.
That beloved incel anthem.
Thank you. That beloved
classic.
I think number one hit incel
that
anthem.
That chart-topping incel anthem. Try not to use
Ansel
metaphors.
Adams. I'm sorry. Popped in my head. Had to say it out loud. Had to let it
now
out.
Let's talk about Ansel Adams.
Let's not. You might be tempted to make up a metaphor. Try not to use metaphors to describe how you feel about your boyfriend or girlfriend. It could feel like a new way to say something you've said a lot before. Try to avoid using them, though. You don't want your boyfriend or girlfriend to spend so much time figuring out what you're trying to say that they never figure out how you're feeling. For example, instead of saying, your love is a red rose that blooms in my heart after a long rain, you can say, your love warms my heart.
Now, hold on.
What's wrong with the first one?
Oh, like, I don't understand. This article assumes your partner is wicked stoops. You're saying
confused by the end of the line. If the line is too long, they'll forget what the beginning was about.
You're saying, my love, you have a flower in your heart. Are you dying? Is this strong? Your way of letting me know you're dying? You swallowed a flower seed, and now you're dying.
I would love to flash back to like 1981 when Bette Midler busted out the rose for the first time.
Yeah.
It was just like, some say love it is a river. Boo!
It's not! A river's a river!
Not.
What are you talking about?
You don't even have wings! What do you mean, Bette?
That doesn't make any sense! God bless. Then Seal came along and they just rode him out of town. What do you mean? What do you mean love is like the moon? Kiss her a rose? What? Get out of here.
I want to just hit this one last thing here. And it's about like the writing of the music of the song, which is nothing. I do want to hit this, though. Match your tempo to your lyrics. If your lyrics are very tender or describe a particularly romantic moment with your boyfriend or girlfriend, you'll want to match them to a slower tempo. If your lyrics are about fun you've had with your boyfriend or girlfriend or something more upbeat, choose a quicker tempo.
Yeah.
You can find metronomes online, which you can adjust to the tempo you want to use. They'll help you write your song to a rhythm. Most ballads have a tempo of about 88 beats per minute.
Like
most
my heart.
Upbeat love songs have a tempo of around 100 to 115.
Like my heart when I'm working out.
Yeah. That's pretty. Wow.
My heart gets up to 160 when I'm really going at it.
Oh, wow. I get up to 255.
Griffin.
Hey, guys, can we talk? How fast your heart is beating is not a metric of virility. It's not a metric of
virility.
No, if anything,
it is when it's up.
Like when you hit the fucking kill screen on your heart rate monitor, it absolutely is a symbol of your virility.
I actually think it's the other way around. I think you want a resting heart rate very low. Like a
stop being jealous of my 255 resting beat per minute heart rate.
Oh, boy.
I got the fucking zoomies right now, dude. Yeah,
Griffin's like a great white shark on Shark Week Raw. You know what I mean?
As
Macklemore would put it.
Only when I'm recording, though.
Yeah.
I gotta lay down. I can only see sparkles.
Yeah.
Like a real man.
When I'm not recording,
three.
One every 20 seconds, and it gooshes everything through. Like, you can hear, like...
Like a water weenie, just out one side, back.
Griffin is also always pooping a little bit, just because it's biohacking.
Yeah, dude.
But he is bioluminescent, so he's got a lot going on.
That's just the algae.
That's the algae, man. It's not connected.
Not part of it.
I'm like RoboCop, but human.
Human cop.
That's the next obvious step. When the AI comes, we're going to need a human to fight him. He's like a cop that you know, because everybody will be a RoboCop. So he's like the cops that you know, but he's part human, part cop.
Now we're looking at RoboCop. Where's the problematic part? Yeah, I know.
Hold on. This is so important. Human cop is not just a human cop. He's a RoboCop that became human because of a fairy's wish.
Yes, wish, we both said.
his papa
at the same time, so that's settled.
Yeah. Cool. That's how to write a love song.
Got it. Nailed it.
Human cop.
Human cop. Can't be stopped.
All right. Let's take a break. Can we take a break? Can we please go to the money zone?
Yeah. Yes.
Changing seasons, you know what that means. Temperature maybe is doing different stuff.
Now, hold on. The people at home didn't see this, but Justin started his intro for the thing with time to spice up. And I said, oh, season's changing. And then we stopped because we said it at the same time. And then Justin heard my thought starter and went.
I didn't hear your thing.
That was wild.
I didn't hear
it. I was there for it. I heard it all.
I didn't hear your thing. I just thought of a better thing to do.
My thing.
Yeah,
you thought of my thing.
Thought of a better, no, I didn't hear your thing. I was talking about my thing.
Seasons are changing, folks.
If you play it back, I was talking at the same moment you were talking. I can't hear and talk at the same time.
No, my only I get to claim that. You don't get to claim that. I don't listen. I'm the one who doesn't listen.
We can only have one non-listener on the show, please.
I'm always listening.
Stitch Fix.
They're always listening.
They're always listening. Stitch
we
here
fix. For you.
Yes. Okay, listen. No more joking. For the rest of the year. Stitch Fix. You get a stylist who understands your style, size, and budget. And they do all the shopping for you. And then they send it to you. You try it on. You keep what you like. You return what you don't. You only pay for what you keep. It's a great service. We talk a lot of bullshit on this show, and sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the fact that it's great to get new clothes, and it's great to feel pretty, and it's great to put on those clothes and say, it's a new season, it's a new me, I'm going to get out there, and you could change your style. Sometimes during spring, I like to see myself as a handsome flower. Now, during summer, I'm cool vacation dad. During fall, I'm a renegade wizard. During winter, that's when I become a lovable lumberjack. And somewhere in between fall and winter, I'm, that guy who moved into town and everyone's like, I don't know about that guy. But then he turns out to be a monster hunter who saves the whole town,
yes,
working with a cool band of nerdy kids who are kind of outcasts. That's what I go for in the fall to, like, winter changeover. Anywho, what's your style? You know what I mean?
You
can find it with Stitch Fix because that personal stylist is going to send that stuff to you. And they're going to find out. You're going to get size, style, and budget preferences, which is maybe the best part. And there's no subscription required. And you get 5 pieces. You send back what you don't like. And it's not just like shirts, pants. Sometimes there's shoes in there, jackets, all kinds of stuff. Style that makes you feel as good as you look.
The shoes are supposed to be in there. I worry the way that Travis said that, it made it sound like sometimes a shoe will find its way in there.
Sometimes a random
shoe
falls
in there. It's not one of the employees' shoes, and there was a terrible packaging accident.
And it's a talking shoe, and it's free. And now you guys can go on adventures together. Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother. stitchfix.com/brother.
The internet is a horrible, horrible place. And you need a base camp to operate out of while you are on a cyber expedition. For that, you should use Squarespace to make a website. Probably, like, I don't know why I'm framing it this way. Like, you would use Squarespace to build a website that could be your landing page before you go anywhere on the internet to, like, center yourself and, like, really get your vibes
correct. All the tools and forageables you'll need for the day.
Yes. Yeah. Just a little clippy you can have minimized in the corner. Like, hey, you're doom scrolling.
Yeah.
It's.
Do you need the kick?
Come on. Do you need the kick, Jason? No, I mean, you can make any kind of website with Squarespace. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You don't want to do one or the other. You really should stand out and succeed.
You don't want to stand out for failure. Trust me,
exactly.
I've tried.
Yes, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. It is super easy. They have this new guided design system called Squarespace Blueprint. You choose from a professionally curated layout and styling options, and you get to make your own unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, optimized for every device. iPod Nano, no fucking problem.
Zune,
no problem. Upload video content, organize your video library, showcase your content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to your content. It couldn't be easier.
You can battle other web pages like Pokemon.
I don't know.
Sure. Maybe in a patch?
Okay.
Maybe patch that in?
Okay, cool.
Shit. What if they made like a Monster Rancher?
That's exactly what I thought of.
Like taking a CD and putting it in your PlayStation to generate like a monster, it would like ingest a website to create like a unique Squarespace. Can you do that?
Can I say, man, with all the technological advances that have been in my lifetime, I still don't understand how that game kept playing when you took a CD out and put a different CD in.
Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks to everyone who contributed during this year's Max Fun Drive. We truly couldn't do what we do without you. With the drive in the rear view, it's time for another proud tradition, our annual charity pin sale. This year, the proceeds for the pin sale will support Vote Riders, a nonprofit dedicated to expanding ballot access nationwide. Members at $10 a month or more can purchase Max Fun Drive pins featuring shows from across the network, and all members are able to buy our network pin design, exclusive to this charity sale. The sale is live now, and it ends Friday, April 12th. For more info, head to MaximumFun.org/pinsale. And thanks again for your support.
From the twisted minds that brought you The Adventure Zone, Balance, and Amnesty, and Graduation, and Ethersea, and Steeplechase, and Ultra Space, and all the other ones, the McElroy brothers and dad are proud to reveal a bold vision for the future of actual play podcasting. It's called The Adventure Zone versus Dracula.
Yeah, we're going to kill Dracula's ass.
We haven't recorded all of it yet. We will attempt to kill Dracula's ass.
The Adventure Zone versus Dracula.
Yes, a season I will be running using the D&D 5th edition rule set. And there's two episodes out for you to listen to right now. We hope you will join us. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bats. I see what you did there.
Yes.
Yes.
I want a munch squad.
I want to munch
squad.
Pizza news.
Whoa, shit, man! I didn't know it was a pizza news edition.
Yeah, I've never heard you get that low before. That was cool.
Pizza news.
Pizza whipped cream flowing like a waterfall.
Whipped cream.
I got three pizza stories. Pizza stories in varying levels of import and moral ambiguity. Cool. First up, this is a quick one. Just wanted to let you know that And Pizza launched Dickle.
Sorry.
Dickle?
And Pizza unveiled its latest limited time pie dubbed The Dickle.
No.
The Dickle?
No. First of all, I didn't know there was a company called And Pizza.
Yep.
That sounded made up, but I believe you now.
It's real.
Okay.
They got 55 locations.
So this is a prank?
Is it a ghost?
And Pizza launched The Dickle.
Okay.
Aptly named for the pizza layers of tangy dill pickles, The Dickle is culinary creativity perfected and will be wowing palates across each of its 55 locations for the month of April.
A moment.
Yep.
What they've done
mm-hmm.
is a portmanteau of dill pickle into Dickle when it is the only featured topping on the pizza.
Right.
Okay, that's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah,
you guys don't have that kind of power over pickle, like the dill pickle. You don't have that much power over the dill pickle.
Especially when, frankly, there's so many better names. You could call your pizza the Big Dill, right? That's a much better name.
Okay. What Griffin is saying, though, is that they were putting together the two parts of the thing.
Yeah.
And both of the thing, they didn't get one thing from the pizza store and one thing from the pickle store.
No.
They got two things from the pickle store and glued them together. and didn't even bring pizza into the work.
And I'm a man who loves a portmanteau, and I was talking about this with Teresa recently, and trust me, she was very interested and loved that I was talking to her about portmanteaus for the first time ever.
Yeah.
This is a C-tier portmanteau, in that a good portmanteau takes things from both names, puts it together, and you're like, that absolutely makes sense.
But it takes two words from the same name.
Yes, correct. That is
and
nothing.
And makes it kind of dirty. Makes it kind of dirty.
Yes. For example, brunch, B tier, because it simply takes the BR and the UNCH, smashes them together. That's nothing, right?
Can I read this quote to you guys, please?
Yeah.
One glance at our menu and you'll see that our culinary team is not afraid to take risks, and Chef Joe is firing on all cylinders, said Mike Burns, CEO of And Pizza. Because you're only going to get one chance to have an initial reaction to this line, okay? Do pickles belong on pizza? We think so. And our guests can rest assured that the dickle is just the tip.
Okay, this is a prank, J-Man. This is an April Fool's prank. There's no way that they included the phrase "just the tip."
Hey, Trav, I'm reading it.
But does it?
I'm not saying you are pranking us. I'm saying they are pranking you.
Travis, I think you forgot how corporate April Fool's Day works. It doesn't. It's not that sometimes the CEO does dick jokes, and then unless you work at X, in which case that is indeed what April Fool's Day is.
Here's what I'm saying.
Are you saying J-Dog, that I've been
J-Dog, I think this is an April Fool's Day joke. I don't think this is real. I hate to undermine you here, but this was announced today. No, March 18th.
Thank you.
Oh. Fucking shit,
okay,
man.
No, it's real. Listen, an A-tier portmanteau, Bennifer. Bennifer's great. There's an overlap. You can see what both names are in one. Bennifer, A tier. I just wanted to make that clear. Now, here's the other thing. There's been pickle pizzas long before now.
And they didn't make it dirty. Like, dirty
or
yucky.
I just don't know, not to make another dirty pun, where do you get off pretending that you invented pickle pizza for the... Do pickles log our pizza?
It's the dickle.
The dickle. You mean pickle pizza, a thing that people have been making for the last decade, I think?
Now, my problem is it's a half measure. If they had just said, we got dick pizza.
Yeah.
And then you show up and you're like, what? You're like, yeah, we shortened dill pickle to dick.
Because that's the kind of stuff we do around here.
Come chomp on our dickza. We've just squished it all.
Does pickle belong on pizza? Fuck yeah, you horny pervs.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Chomp down on this dick.
This is the first press release we've had from this company, and after reading it, I hope we have press releases from them every week. Hear ye, hear ye. Hear ye, hear ye. Round Table Pizza, the Fat Brands pizza franchise known for its commitment to quality and authenticity, hereby announces its latest pizza offering, Excalibur's Epic Pizza. Featuring Round Table Pizza's most honorary and popular meats, banana peppers, red onions, basil, and Italian herb seasoning, the delicious new pizza is sure to tempt even the most honorable hungry knights.
Okay.
honorary can't be right.
Yeah.
Honorary can't be the word they meant to use there. Can you read that in context again? Their most...
Featuring Round Table Pizza's most honorary and popular meat.
That means they're not meats, but we'll let them in.
Right, exactly. And here at Round Table Pizza, spaghetti noodles is a meat.
They've earned it. We gave them the title, and also lending credence to that theory, they then don't go on to list the meats. The most honorary and popular meats. You know.
They haven't decided yet. I swear to God. Guys, keep that in your... Okay, listen. Made with the Round Table Pizza's legend-worthy zesty red sauce and three cheese blend, Excalibur's Epic Pizza features classic pepperoni, salami, and ham.
Salami?
It's making the perfect balance of spicy meats, sweet peppers, and aromatic herbs. Quote, our latest limited time pizza features what our guests love the most at Round Table Pizza. Plenty of meats, elevated flavors, and high quality ingredients topped to the edge.
Give me the name of this pizza one more time, Juice.
The Excalibur's Epic Pizza.
Why does the sword have a pizza?
The is a great question. I think
if this was Merlin's Incredible Pizza, Merlin's Mystifying Pizza, that's cool. Why does the sword? The sword didn't make the pizza. It's certainly not going to eat the pizza.
That sword cuts the pizza.
Guys, I have bad news. I have a picture of this pizza that I'm sharing with you now. It looks fucking delicious.
It does, but it just looks like
mad by desire. And the churro twists, I'll take
now
two.
The churro twist, you know, like they had in medieval England.
In the authentic, and it says here, a craveable meal of trending.
Cool, man.
A craveable meal of trending churro twists, and our all-new pizza is sure to make our fans feel like the pizza
trending royalty. Churro twists.
Trending churro twists.
Looking back, now I'm connecting, looking at this picture, the claim of customers love our authenticity. Yeah. So are they saying this authentic. Is just like pizza and churros would have been like in King Arthur's time?
There's no world in which these items existed other than this one.
Yeah.
This is an exclusively now item there. It can't be referencing anything else.
What is the authenticity?
This authentic viral pizza is
this trending
on
cheese.
Fleek, fam.
Our trending cheese is basically meats.
As Merlin would say, she.
Fuck, man. God.
Papa John's releases limited time Crispy Cuppy Roni.
Crispy Cuppy Roni. Papa.
Papa John's releases limited time Crispy Cuppy Roni platform.
Papa, yummy crispy puppy cuppies.
The crispy puppy cuppies. You know what we're talking about, guys. Crispy puppy cuppies that everybody
Papa, I want my
craves.
Puppy cuppies. Crispy,
it's
please.
Good, it's the good puppy cuppies. That what everybody
crispy cuppy ronies.
The crispy cuppy ronies are the ones everybody loves.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about this limited time offering. Papa John's. Oh, don't look. Now, see, I showed you guys the kind of pepperonis we're talking about, and I don't have to show you anymore. Listen, because I'll just make you too hungry. Papa John's announced a limited time release of its brand new Crispy Cuppy-Roni menu platform.
Authentic.
This launch gives consumers three craveable ways to enjoy the premium new cupping pepperonis from Papa John's.
Bowls of grease, they are.
A true celebration of fans' most ordered pizza topping. Papa John's is taking pepperoni love to the next level.
Marriage. Here.
Think a thicker pepperoni with crispy, crunchy edges curling upwards to create a chalice of savory pepperoni flavor.
Juice.
Across all juice, grease. Thank you. Across grease, just say grease. Quote, we're always looking for fresh ways to show up for pizza lovers.
So we put pepperoni on it.
We're in a
what's up, pizza lovers?
Relationship with pizza lovers.
What up, pizza fuckers? Up this them. Is the dickle.
What's up, pizza fuckers? Who's ready to ruin their fucking shirts?
We're ready to pick up these pepperoni humpers at the airport. That's where we're at. What better way to honor their pizza devotion than a lineup of cupping pepperoni menu items like no other? That's from Kimberly Bean.
Hold on, Travis is using the force.
Trying to. I broke my other camera. No, I broke the connector. Hold on.
It's okay.
Wow, I'm that did it.
Yeah. The Crispy Cuppy Roni platform. The Crispy Cuppy Roni platform is dedicated.
What's the platform part of it, please?
No, the Crispy Cuppy Roni platform is where they're keeping the Metal Gears. It's the whole Snake has the okay. The Crispy Cuppy Roni platform is dedicated Roni. To all pepperoni fans, as we know they crave pepperoni in new and unexpected ways.
Whoa!
I don't think they do in unexpected ways.
Yeah, no. When it comes Butler. To pepperoni,
yes, Master Alistair. I've grown tired of pepperoni.
What's wrong with my toothpaste? Well,
you'll never suspect.
Now, here's my truth, take these cuppy puppy puppies,
uh-huh.
Yep.
Turn them upside down,
yeah.
So they're little domi ronies.
Yeah.
Domi ronies that Dommy don't mommies. Capture grease. Domi mommies that do not capture grease.
Mm-hmm. No. They repel
Sorry, let
it.
Me get that clean. Domi mommies who do not capture grease, but Sorry, instead Griffin, allow it to run get off the top.
Get it clean, I laughed.
Domi mommies who don't capture grease with a dome-like top that lets it like rain off a pup tent. Just like no grease guarantee. Now we're fucking cooked. When you crunch in and you get a little of pepperoni air right into your mouth, that's awesome, dude.
Now,
sorry, okay. I just didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah,
you were
get it
really,
clear.
It was one thought.
Yeah, sure, man.
Get it clear. Thought. Now give me a Domi Mommy that I can push down the top of. Wait 3 yes. seconds. It pops up in the air. I catch it in my mouth.
Awesome, dude.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
That would kick ass.
But, the Crispy Cuppy Roni platform is dedicated to pepperoni fans, etc. We saw it in our limited time offerings with the epic pepperoni stuffed crust pizza.
Epi Peppies?
This is hey guys, can I tell you what it says? This actual sentence. We saw it in our limited time menu offerings with the epic pepperoni stuffed crust pizza with the pepperoni in the crust.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you
man.
Sure you remember. Dude. You were there.
Yeah, man. The alternative is unthinkable.
Yeah.
And the pepperoni stuffed crust pizza with pepperoni in the crust, and the shakaroni with the increase of the pepperoni, increased quantity of pepperoni on the pizza. To be clear, shakaroni is not a different kind of pepperoni.
No,
shakaroni no. indicates
it's a Shack's worth
deal.
A Shack's worth of not, pepperoni.
It is not pepperoni made of shack. That is so important.
It's more than a bushel. It's less than a peck. It's just
it's
as much
shack.
Pepperoni as Shaq puts down his neck.
A shack.
It's one. It's
that's how you remember.
That's how you remember. It's the yep. mnemonic. It's this is an elevated, more flavorful version of the classic pepperoni pie, which begs the question: why not throw that one right in the trash?
Yeah, I should yeah. hope so. This is a more bland, less interesting version to make you appreciate the original.
Yeah. So they've got other. Just so you know, they got Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites.
Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites.
Everyone can say it if you want. Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites.
Papa Bites. You Papa? Could remove two. You could remove any two words from those five words and it would still kick complete
You're
ass.
You're still eating good. There's also all the so further bringing these ingredients to life and adding to the pepperoni party, Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites are available now, showcasing a mix of the new cupping pepperoni, classic pepperoni, why waste your fucking time?
Yeah.
Creamy melty mozzarella and a craveable garlic palm drizzle.
Yeah, I think and with that, could I get honey?
The dough.
How many orders of the Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites do we want? Oh, I don't know, maybe three orders of the Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites. Yeah, I think we're going to take eight orders of the pepperoni bites. Thank you very much.
Thank
Crispy
you.
Cuppy Runny Puppy Bites.
That's
Damn
all
it.
Your, that's all your pizza news.
Pizza news.
Now, listen. Clearly, Crispy Cuppy Ronies is an outrageous name for anything. But I've been sitting here trying to think of a better name for these spicy, juicy bowls. And I can't. I'm not cup, coming up.
Cup pepperoni.
Cup pepperoni?
That's what it's called.
Curling pepperoni. Cupping
cup
pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Cupping.
But you
See,
you
cupping
can hear
is
it.
Bad. Cupping is bad.
Pepperoni.
We don't like to say cupping. That doesn't feel good to me. I don't like the idea of the pepperoni cupping me.
Listen, yeah.
Yeah.
Parabolas.
Cupping pepperoni?
Juicy pork parabola. Pork parabolas.
Pork domes.
Folderonis.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
You're welcome.
We hope you've enjoyed yourself. Travis, you only listened to 2/3 of it.
That's correct.
Not even
no,
that.
1/3. I do want to say, though, along with thank you for listening, thank you to everybody who became a member during the Max Fun Drive.
Y'all really showed up. Thank you so much. Seriously.
Yeah, flew past our 15,000 goals, so we'll get that Avatar commentary out. I don't know when we can find 8 hours ASAP. To watch it. Yeah.
It's not that long.
But thank you all so much.
I don't
much.
Really want to watch it again right now either. But
I mean, but we're going to because we promised people to. A couple of housekeeping things. We've got a new streaming show, Tuesdays at Noon.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, over on the MacRoy YouTube channel, which you can find at bit.ly/MacRoy YouTube or search MacRoy Family. We're alternating weeks of like a show with segments and games and stuff. And the other weeks is us playing some games. Also, if you missed them over the last 2 weeks, speaking of games, we had lots of streams that we did over the last 2 weeks for the Max Fun Drive. And I had so much fun doing this Celeste Drive. Even as I was suffering through a sinus thing, it was still wonderfully fun to play Celeste. And we need to get back to that at some point.
Yeah, man.
But we'll have one this week as well, Tuesday at noon. Check it out on the McElroy Family YouTube.
Make a calendar reminder so you watch it live and you can talk to us. And it's an interactive live show with lots of fun and games for the whole family.
Speaking of the clubhouse, we've got some new merch this month starting today.
Can I tell people about the merch?
Yeah,
I'm very excited about it. We've got a Taz versus Dracula poster by Zachary Sterling that just kicks so much ass. It looks extremely cool. I hope you all are listening to that campaign because it is unhinged and the like most fun I think I've ever had playing Taz. We have a Rip Miggy sticker that you really should watch the McElroy Family Clubhouse to know what that's all about. There's a wombat pin with dangling poop cubes inspired by a segment we've done on Wonderful before, designed by Tricia Swinier. 10% of all proceeds this month go to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund, which works to ensure that children in Gaza and across the West Bank receive nutritious meals, essential medical relief, and the compassionate care they desperately need. All of that over at McElroyMerch.com.
I also wanted to give a little personal plug. Now with 1.6 of Stardew out, I'm going to start a challenge run over on my Twitch stream of doing an anti-capitalist run where I don't buy things from either Joja or Pierre for the run. You can check that stream out and all my other streams.
How's that possible?
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. Twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy. It's every Monday night, Thursday night, and most Wednesday mornings.
Hooray!
Yay! Yay!
Who's
reading the wish this time?
May I read the wish?
Yeah, please. Yeah, yeah.
I wish my middle school students would stop calling me Skibbity Millon.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travity Mac. I'm Travity McElroy. I'm Skibbity Trav.
I'm Crispy Cuffy McElroy.
This has been my brother May. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.